Some quick news notes here and now. We're learning more about the Cirque du Soleil performer in Las Vegas who died Saturday night during a show, the first Cirque du Soleil death. 31-year-old Sarah Guillard-Guillot was a mother of two. She was being hoisted up the side of the stage on a wire when she appeared to slip free of her safety wire and plummeted down. Cirque du Soleil officials say they are deeply saddened. They've canceled the Ka show until further notice. Also in the news, and oops, singer Jennifer Lopez is apologizing after singing Happy Birthday to the leader of Turkmenistan, a country that human rights groups consider one of the most repressive in the world. This recording surfaced on YouTube after her performance Saturday night.
It was our pleasure, and we wish you a very, very happy birthday.
Well, her publicist said the birthday serenade was a last-minute request made before she took the stage and that the event was not intended to be political. She was reportedly paid over $1 million for that performance. There's no mention of whether she'll return the money.
Well, now, Robin, we want to turn to some new music that no one will have to apologize for with NPR music writer and editor Stephen Thompson. And Stephen, what have you brought us?
The Icelandic band Sigur Rós has just put out a new album. It's called Quaker, which is not spelled like that, but it's called Quaker. The band makes a lot of these foreboding, beautiful soundscapes, lots of swirling beauty, kind of ambient quality to it. This record is rougher. It's got more of a kick to it. And the song that kicks off the album is called Brennestein. It's nearly 8 minutes long. And listen, it takes you on a journey.
Yeah, it almost sounds industrial.
Yeah, there's a punishing quality to it. The song moves through a bunch of different phases, but it kicks off the record as somewhat of a declaration of intent that this is a messy and nervy and unpredictable record. It still moves into these phases where it has moments of beauty, but they're set against something that's a lot more abrasive.
Now, the Sigur Rós music that I have heard before is not that dissimilar from this, and I'm no aficionado, so I'm sure that some people can hear the intricacies, but it does sound somewhat similar. How does this differ from what they've done in the past?
Well, I think that it's still recognizably Sigur Rós, but there's a lot of the delicacy of Sigur Rós's music has been stripped away. Last year, the band put out a record that I really love called Valtari, but it sounds a lot like what the band had done in the past. It didn't sound like it was advancing the sound, which is very billowy and cinematic and pretty. I listen to it a lot while I'm editing because it's very head-clearing and not super distracting.
Right.
But this record is really a left turn for a band that still, after all these records, has the capacity to surprise.
Well, the song is called Brennestein. The album is called, help me out again, Stephen, Kvicker.
Quicker.
All right. Well, you can let us know.
Quicker.
you can tell us how you think we should pronounce it. You can let us know what you think of the song and Sigur Rós. You can tweet us at Here and Now. You can also tweet Stephen at I Dislike Stephen. Stephen Thompson, editor from NPR Music. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.